You're raising money for a good cause. Tell us about what you're up to, Paul.
Okay, so last August, a good friend of mine was diagnosed from motor neurone disease. And it's, after seeing Rob Burrows and Kev Sinfield make it such a high-profile thing, I decided that I wanted to do something positive for my friend who was being diagnosed with this horrible disease.
It is a horrible disease, isn't it? And of course, it is degenerative as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It just slowly, well, I say slowly, it deteriorates quite quickly. You know, a lot of people don't make 3 years on it. And, he's 3 years in and slowly coming down with it.
So you decided to raise some money towards research into the disease, etc. So what are you up to?
Okay, so I decided last August, after seeing my friend with it, it was a somber drive home between me and my partner, and I was thinking things in my head at that point what I could do for him. So I decided that I'd fancy doing Land's End to John O'Groats on a push bike a few years back and never got round to it. That was my initial thoughts, but I thought that was a bit boring. So I thought I'd add in the three peaks in Great Britain, which is the three highest peaks in Great Britain, which is Snowdon, Scafell Pike and Ben Nevis.
And you're going to do this all in one go, aren't you? You're not going to cycle a few miles and take a break like some people do?
No, I'll be cycling 90 to 100 miles a day all the way up to Snowdon, doing Snowdon and then carrying on such and such, obviously hiking up Snowdon. I've been training since last August. Even got a coach involved just after Christmas because I was worried about overtraining and undertraining.
So how do you go about training for something like this? I didn't know you were a keen cyclist. I've never seen you get on a bike over there.
Well, that is funny, yeah, because I was a recreational cyclist a year ago and I went out once a week, maybe twice a week, you know, once on the road, possibly at the weekend, a mountain bike ride. So I've come from a very steady background of cycling, and now I've had to kind of step it up quite a lot. So I got a coach involved who said I should be doing back-to-back rides at the weekend, so whatever I done on the Saturday, repeat it on the Sunday. So we
what sort of distance each time?
So we ramped it up a bit. So we starting off at 45 miles and then kind of built it up to about 60, then brought it back to 45 and then brought it up to 70, 80, then brought it back down to about 50, then ramped it back up week by week up to 100. So in the end, I've done the Saturday 100, Sunday the 100, and then we brought it back down. So last weekend I tailed it off and tapering it off down to 50 miles.
So you're all fit and ready to go now?
Yeah, I'm fit and ready.
What about the bike? Tell us a bit about that.
Do you know, I got a bit excited and bought a new bike for it.
Wow.
So the reason I done that, if I get any mechanicals, there's, you know, I've got no excuse not to finish it. I've got a spare bike.
I was going to say, have you got a spare bike and tyres, etc.?
Yeah, so yeah, I've got everything set up for repairs and stuff like that. Not that I'm the greatest at maintenance of a bike.
So you're going to do your own repairs as well?
Yeah. Gwen, my partner's going to follow me in the camper van. So we're going to be finding a point where to stop, roughly, because depending on the weather, we've got to change our plans a little bit, obviously. So, yeah, Gwen's going to follow me in the camper van, meet up maybe halfway during the day, make sure everything's all right. And then, obviously, after 90, 100 miles, bunker down for the night somewhere. It's going to be in campsites, pub stops, hotels sometimes, but probably
I should think
rarely.
You need a good shower occasionally.
Yeah, hygiene's going to be crucial. You know, recovery's going to be crucial. Obviously, I haven't got a masseur to help me out on the way.
And what time frame is this all going to happen in?
Okay, so I'm starting on the 22nd of April, and I'm hoping to complete it in 14 to 15 days.
So you're giving yourself a fortnight to do this?
Yeah, I have. And look, if I need to run over, I will, but I am hoping to do it in that time frame.
Let's hope you get through it okay without injuries. Now, quite a lot of local companies have been very supportive. Have you got support from local people as well?
Yeah, oh, massive support. I didn't realise how much support, positive support I was going to get along the way. So I've had various different companies donate and support me. Lots of friends, family, lots of people I don't know. Lots of people asking what they can do to help me. So yeah, and messages from Kevin Sinfield, the rugby player who's done all the runs for Rob Burrows. He gave me a personal message. A bloke called Ross Boatman, who's a very famous actor on EastEnders.
Wow.
Harvey on EastEnders. He gave me a lovely message. A friend of mine contacted him, and he contacted me. So amazing, amazing support.
That's fantastic. What can our listeners do to help you?
Yeah, just I'm going to be doing reels on my Instagram account and Facebook. So it's Paul Whitehead MMD. And if they can follow me on that, like and share to give the profile more, then that's great. And obviously donate. There's a GoFundMe page that links to those two pages. So yeah, and any support as I'm flagging along the way would be amazing.
I'm hoping to get in touch with you during your journey so you can tell us how it's going, maybe every day. Is that possible?
Yeah, we can sort that out. I'm sure I'm going to be a bit tired and, you know, whatever, but I'm sure we can keep you updated as we go along.
Well, it's a fantastic venture. I think throwing those three mountains in as well. Wow, rather you than me is all I can say, Paul.
Yeah, well, I guess I wanted to capture the imagination of people. I didn't want it to be, you know, too linear.
Because everybody cycles from Land's End to John O'Groats, don't
they? It seems like that, doesn't it? So I just thought I'd throw something in. You know, I've had to learn to be a cyclist. I've done a bit more mountaineering, so I wanted to chuck something in there that I was a bit more familiar with. So, yeah.
Well, we wish you all the best. You set off on Tuesday, don't you?
I do set off on Tuesday, hopefully between about 8 and 8:30 in the morning. So, yeah, it's exciting.
And can people log on somewhere to see your progress?
Yeah, I guess following my reels on Facebook and Instagram would be the best way. As far as a tracker's concerned, I haven't got one of those set up at the moment. I'm not quite sure how that works. So, yeah.
But you can update it on a daily basis.
Exactly.
So just give us the address again to log on to this.
So the Instagram account and Facebook is Paul Whitehead MND.
Paul, we wish you well. We'll keep in touch with you. And I look forward to talking to you at the end of this to see how you feel.
Excellent. Thank you ever so much, Rob.
Good luck. You're very welcome. Good luck to you.
Superb. Thank you.